Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Well, it felt like this way for a little bit here, BT, but certainly today it feels like the Jets are going to hire their guy, Aaron Glenn. We'll see what happens throughout the course of the morning and afternoon. And who knows, the way that this season has gone, the Jets have had plenty of breaking news throughout the course of our show. So if that does happen, we'll react live to it. But after giving it a little bit more thought tonight, you and I have had this conversation for weeks here, and I'm not anti-Aaron Glenn in theory. I'm anti-hiring another first-time head coach that is a defensive coordinator. I don't think this is going to be a good hire for the New York Jets.
I don't think you're alone. Listen, unless the Jets eventually get a young and preferably a mobile quarterback, they're never going to ascend to the top of the NFL. Just look at the guys playing still, and look at the quarterbacks that have made the playoffs, and look at the teams that are set up to be good for a while. That is obviously very important. But before you do that, you've got to transform a building from a losing mentality to a level of acceptance. I know that almost implies that they want to lose. I know that they don't, but they don't know how not to lose. And to me, that is the biggest characteristic that I think Aaron Glenn's going to bring into the building. I think he's going to be a man that's respected. I think he's going to be a man that's, as I said a few times, going to be able to walk down to the hall on the offensive side or on game day, walk down to the OC, say, what are you doing? You know, why are we throwing the ball 70%? Let's go. Run the ball. And that's something, or throw the ball, depending upon what he thinks needs to be done. The point is, he's going to have influence. I think, Sal,
well,
of course, it's a read from a distance. I think he's going to be the kind of guy who is going to have his fingerprints all over the building, and I can't remember the last time they had that.
Right, but it's not just you saying, well, you think, that's the problem. We don't know.
We don't know.
Do you know
I
why
agree
we
with
don't
that.
Know? Because we've never seen him do it as a head coach. And by the way, we were saying the same stuff. I don't know about you saying exactly the same, but this is another Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh, from where he is now and how we view him versus where he was when the Jets hired him, are two totally different things.
Yeah.
He was a badass defensive coordinator that was as fiery a coordinator as we've ever seen. No nonsense. I'm not taking any crap type stuff. Players want to play for him. They loved him. It's the same thing. And again, it's a first-time head coach that's a defensive guy. Now, Glenn could say a lot of good things, and I think he has, where I'm not just a defensive guy, this and that, but tell me how it's going to be different from Robert Saleh. We can't. It might be, but we can't because there is no resume. Unlike Mike McCarthy or Pete Carroll or even Brian Flores, Aaron Glenn is another first-time defensive coordinator.
I don't know if there was a perfect choice. I really don't. Now, you've said Carroll for a while. He's not young. I don't want to, you know, hold that against him entirely, but it's certainly not the optimal direction.
Right.
Although I think Carroll is a Hall of Famer. I wish he was a little bit younger. Otherwise, I'd be on that train. Gruden was mentioned early on. You know, Gruden didn't show signs of doing a whole lot with the Raiders. So I think there was an inflation there as to who John Gruden is in 2024 when we'd started this, or now, of course, 2025. Flores. Flores has been on my list from day one. But let's say that it was Flores coming in the building today, and the thought was he might not leave the building, and there's a good chance he emerges as the Jets coach today. Well, I would be excited because I like Flores, but there'd be an element of guessing as well. Did his personality change? Did his temperament change? Those are things we don't know. Those are things that we could dress up on the radio. Those are things we could debate on the radio. But until, no matter who it is, even Bill Parcells 2.0, till they get in the building, assess what they have, get rid of the dead weight, and then start to flex with the personality of a leader, a true man, a grown man, an adult, we won't get answers.
Right,
we won't.
But to that point, when I brought up Pete Carroll, what was I saying? We're trying to like eliminate the question marks, right? So with Pete Carroll, the only thing you could poke holes in was his age. Okay, but yeah, okay, so his age is a little bit of a negative. That's it with him. And then Mike McCarthy becomes available. And to me, it's even less than that because it's not the age. He won a Super Bowl. Familiarity with Rodgers, had success even in Dallas to a certain extent.
But so dealt with a meddlesome owner.
That's why once McCarthy became available, he became my top choice. At least with Flores, like my number one criteria this whole time was somebody that is established in some way, shape, or form. And if it's not going to be established, then it should be offensive. Like if you were telling me Josh McCown today, I'd be like, wow, well, we don't know, but at least we have potential here with an offensive mind, a young head coach, offensive mind. Like, I'd be okay with that. All my top criteria to hire a Jets head coach, they went away from that. So I can't, it might work out. I hope it works out. Glenn seems like an easy guy to root for, but it's just the same thing that they keep doing over and over again. Not to mention hiring a no-name general manager to boot. Like, you're not even getting Thomas Dimitroff, who has some experience, or somebody coming from a premier organization. This guy was in Detroit for 26 years where the Lions have sucked the majority of that time.
And he
has 1 year with the Commanders, and what, we think he's going to be good all of a sudden?
Like, yeah, no, it's funny. That's in my notes as well. It's like, all right, well, he's got a good relationship with the Lance Newmark. Great, okay. Is that necessarily a good thing? I don't know. Remember, we started the show with Glenn. I don't know about the general manager. Right, okay. I know that there's obviously a lot more to discuss. And a little later on this hour, we'll get into the discussion because you can't talk about the next Jet coach without having a real deep dive on is it more likely or less likely that Aaron Rodgers will come back. We'll get to that later here. I understand when you look at the path and you look at what Robert Saleh was, and he was a boisterous, loud, you know, jacked up, animated, emotional defensive coordinator for a highly successful team, and he came here and he was basically a mouse. Okay, he was a mouse. So I understand why there's pushback that it seems like it's from the same exact cast, because on some level it is. But and I listen, if I'm wrong in 3 years, I'm gonna have to say they hired the wrong guy. I cannot for one second envision Aaron Glenn getting pushed around. I can't. I think that's the differentiating factor between Saleh, who was run over by his players, starting with the Mike White stuff and the Zach holding Zach's hand and kissing his behind with the training wheels and never holding him accountable, and all the things that Saleh did that were so leaderless. I believe that Aaron Glenn is the complete antithesis. Now, I could be proven wrong. Hopefully I'm proven right. I love the hire if it comes to it. You know, I've said Aaron Glenn for weeks.
Here's the issue is that with this organization in this town, there's clearly a vicious cycle that continues to happen. And my hope was that the best chance to stop that cycle would be to get somebody that we have no doubt about them being the alpha male in that building, the leader, the guy that's going to tell Woody, no, this is how it needs to be done to have success. And while Glenn may have some characteristics that are appealing, whether it's that mindset coming in, whether it's the ability to handle the media coming in, whether it's him wanting to be here, once you get here and experience some failure, which is bound to happen, how then do you respond? Saleh, I don't think know what hit him. It was great going to games and taking on the town. Everybody was behind them. Mm-hmm. Once they started playing games and they were getting destroyed, I think it's a, oh, crap, what do I do moment. And there's no experience to pull from as far as being a head coach. And then you got the pressure of New York. You got Woody, who's met, like, all those different things. So what Glenn appears to be today, in theory, seems fine.
Mm-hmm.
But Woody could be September you know, 16th, whatever.
I know what you're saying. If you're 0-2 and you're giving up 35, 40 points a game, you're getting waxed.
It starts to change.
Of course it does. 100%. I mean, listen, it gets away from a lot of people. Most of the people hired in this town that fail, they don't necessarily fail because they're idiots.
Right.
Now, they might not be able to handle the media, or they might not have the interpersonal skills or the leadership, or they're dealt a bad card, where they don't have a quarterback, or they don't have a good roster, whatever it might be.
Right.
There's so many variables here that it's hard to isolate each one. Here's one thing I'm pretty sure about Aaron Glenn, because I do think that this happens to a lot of Jet coaches, right? They think they are, all right, I know the Jets are, they've been in bad shape for a while. Then they get here, they're like, whoa,
yeah. This
is even worse than I thought. That's not going to happen to Aaron Glenn. Because if anybody knows the culture of the Jets, it's him. You know, he was on the team when they were 1-15 in 96, mm-hmm. and then when Bill Parcells came here, we were talking about this before.
It was a different owner, though.
It was a different owner, correct. But he was also there with the transition with Woody Johnson, because, you know, he was there until 2002.
Okay.
Aaron Glenn was, and Woody came in late 99. Of course, the Belichick stuff happened, and then Aaron Glenn moved on. I just don't think, and also being with the Lions, are the Jets of the Midwest,
right,
until they kind of, you know, punched their way out of it. I know they looked awful last week, but they broke the mold of what they used to be. So I know, I understand, and I don't need everybody to be on the same page. I get that. Everybody's got opinions. I respect it. I have been talking up Aaron Glenn for weeks. Once Vrabel's not a possibility, I was all in on Glenn, and I hope this happens today.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Corey is in Edison, New Jersey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. So, Sal, I definitely can't dismiss your worries about, you know, this being similar hire to what Sala was. But what BT touched on, I think, is important. There's a real big difference between the way Sala talks to his players and the way Glenn does, and talks to the media too. I think, you know, Sala's more of that Pete Carroll type. I see a little Tomlin in Glenn, a little of that toughness, a little of that edge, the pushes players that I think this organization needs. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man, thank you for the call. Yeah, that's great. We'll find out. Again, when you talk tough and this or that, that's fine. There's no experience as a head coach to pull from, though, when things inevitably go bad. And in this town, with that owner, this has been a recipe for failure year after year after year. We've seen it. You don't think Todd Bowles is a no-nonsense guy? By the way, Todd Bowles has been now proven to have success elsewhere. I liked the hire at the time. Parcells coaching tree. Not too dissimilar from Aaron Glenn, who was a Parcells player. So Todd Bowles, to me, had those characteristics. He was ruined by New York. Oh, he doesn't bloviate the way Rex did. We don't like his personality, his demeanor, this or that. Maybe Woody meddling and all those different things, setting him up to fail. Where you look at what he's done in Tampa Bay, he has had success. So it's not even about Aaron Glenn not potentially being a good head coach. It's about another inexperienced first-time head coach that has a defensive background with this organization in this town. I'd rather have somebody that had some experience, so where we, as the media and fans, when something goes wrong,
yep,
can trust, well, okay, we know he'll get out of it because he's done this before. He has more leeway or more grace period than a first-timer where you start thinking, uh-oh, here we go again.
I think that Aaron Glenn's going to, I think that a lot of people are going to like this. I think that he's going to bring an old school sensibility. You know, and yeah, Todd Bowles is an old school guy too. Todd Bowles played a little bit in the NFL,
right,
but, you know, you think about who Aaron Glenn was around and the way Parcells and Belichick, who was a coordinator, and the other old school, you know, minds and personalities Aaron Glenn was around as a young, impressionable player. I think that really shapes who you are, and I think that shapes how you coach. And I think, you know, being around Campbell, who's obviously passionate, I think those are all really good things. I think that the worst thing you could be is a phony or a goofball, you know. And I think, and with all due respect to Rex, I think Rex 2.0 would have been too much of a goofball, And I think Robert Saleh, with all due respect, was too much of a phony. Because if not in the conventional way. Not like, oh, you know, hey, I'm your buddy, and then I cut your throat behind your back. That's one type of phony. He was the kind of phony where he presented one toughness and one attitude, and then when it was time for the rubber to hit the road, he went completely soft, and he was the exact opposite. So to me, that's a different level of phony. I don't think you're getting that with Aaron Glenn. I don't think he's going to care what people think, including his quarterback, if he keeps Rodgers or a young quarterback. I think he's coming in, and I think he's going to have a really, really good demeanor. You got to get players.
How about if we take away the individual and just look in theory or principle?
Okay, go ahead.
Hiring somebody to do a job, somebody that's done it and done it well before,
mm-hmm.
or somebody that's never done it?
Well, you know what I would gravitate to.
Well, and it's not just
in
you
theory.
Or I. Yeah, okay.
And most people would.
And by the way, it's not just the Jets. A lot of people in a lot of different places, not just the NFL or baseball, whatever, like in life now, you're getting people that get hired with either no experience, less experience.
That's happening all over. Radio, TV, yeah, you name it. Oh, put him on. Never constructed a sentence in front of a camera. Put him on. He'll figure it out.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
But as somebody who's experienced living and doing those things, like, you know firsthand, it's a lot easier to do the job after you've gotten the opportunity to do the job.
Like yes. Okay. True.
So when you strip it down at its core, especially where the Jets are at, I'd much rather have somebody that knows what the job entails.
I know.
Than somebody, even as good potentially as Aaron Glenn is, there is going to be a learning curve. And when there's a learning curve in this town with that losing team, and they've been losing since, 15 years, whatever, with the postseason, it just snowballs to a point where we can't get out of it.
I can't refute that. But I think that there's another side of the coin here. I think if there's any early signs of him being the guy and changing the attitude and the culture, I think that he'll get even more benefit of the doubt. Like, it works both ways. You could get hammered early, or you get elevated a little prematurely. Of course, you know which way I'm hoping. And, you know, the other thing, too, about being a defensive...
Mangini probably was elevated a little bit too early.
A little bit. Oh, for sure.
Dable.
Hey, Dave's not the Sopranos, you think?
Yeah. I know. The Manginius.
Yeah, I know. I think that the notion, and obviously not the notion, the fact that he's a defensive background guy, I guess I'm a little less concerned about that. Tom Thibodeau is a defense. I know it's a different sport, but he showed adaptability there. Now, the Knicks won yesterday. They're far from perfect. I've levied some criticism, a little worried about them. But, you know, he's a defensive guy whose team is a top five or top six offense in the NFL. So I think if you can coach, if you can read people, if you can inspire people, you can figure it out, especially if you played here. Robert Saleh never played here.
David is calling from Shelton, Connecticut. What's up, David?
Hey, Dave.
What's going on, guys? Big fan. I just wanted to know your guys' opinion on who you guys think is going to be the head coach, and also who you guys think the quarterback is going to be, and what their draft is going to look like.
Well, I think the head coach is going to be Glenn. I mean, that's what we just hit for the first 18 minutes of the show.
Sounds like that's going to be the case as soon as today.
Yeah, I mean,
Ian Rappaport had the report, I think, first, right, saying basically the plan is to not let him leave the building.
I don't know if he had it first. I know he's good, so it wouldn't surprise me.
I saw a
bunch of people. Yeah, I saw Samidi had something, but I'm sure Ian on the national level was maybe a step ahead of that, whatever, Schefter, whomever, whatever. I just don't let him leave. Like, don't go through the different machinations, and don't overthink it. It seems like for a while the arrow's been pointing to Aaron Glenn. And unless he bombs, which I don't think that he will, you wrap it up. You've got the loose, you know, parameters of a contract, and here's what we're going, and you're the guy. And don't let him leave. True.
You're more excited about this than Flores. And I'm not saying that Flores doesn't have any question marks, because you're right, there would have been some.
I would have liked Flores, too.
Yeah, but
I would have. You know
me,
that. I would have.
I know that there's experience there.
Uh-huh.
He's hungry. He's been a head coach before. Belichick tree. Like, at least there's a little bit more I can hang on to than the unknown of another first-time head coach.
But do you think it's hard to change personality? Because think about whether it's a marriage or
like
a friendship.
His personality.
Okay.
I think part of the appeal, like you say, Glenn could be this and not going to do this and that. Flores was that. He's exactly what we want now. Did he take it to extremes? Maybe, but maybe he also saw something that he didn't like. And the Dolphins, by the way, haven't done squat since he's left. Like, it's not like they've been a
perennial. They were pretty good last year. They had a top offense. But, I mean, I got you. It's like they won the Super Bowl.
Right. I do think a playoff game.
But I think a lot of people with Flores kind of focus on the wrong thing. I think too many people just highlight the fact that he was very aggressive with Tua and what Tua said. It wasn't. It was the entire building that he alienated. So, and that's a matter of like a record. Like people who covered the NFL have espoused that. Like it doesn't. You know, he was a real problem. He had to learn how to figure things out. The only thing I would say is this. I you know, and again, this applies to marriages or friendships, whatever. It's very hard to change who you are. It's hard.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to change who you could try forever with no success. That doesn't mean that you can't look in the mirror and, but otherwise, why would people go to therapy? If there's no value in therapy, then what are we doing? Like, some people go to therapy and they do change, okay? And some people avoid therapy and they still change because they dig down deep. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's also as probable that Aaron Glenn is not ready for the job, and it's also as probable that Flores is not, he's not changed his explosive personality, which also wouldn't work.
BT, it's Al on the Fan. Warrior calls when we get back. We'll get into the quarterback part of this with Aaron Rodgers, what that means if, in fact, they do hire Aaron Glenn. We'll do that as well, but your call is coming up on the other side. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT and Sal back on the Fan. The other part of this, BT, why I'm upset about the potential Aaron Glenn hire is that why should we settle, or you as a Jet fan, but just we in New York, why should we settle for less than the best? And you could look at the head coach openings. If I were just to ask you of the openings that were out there, so the current openings, including the ones that were there with New England and Chicago.
Saints,
okay,
Jets.
Yeah, right. Cowboys. What would you say is the most desirable job?
Most desirable? Yeah. It's not the Jets, although the Jets aren't as far down on the list as maybe some people think. I mean, it depends what you're looking for. Of course, you're looking for success, but are you looking for an owner who's out of the way? Is the roster ready to win? Is it a vibrant fan base? Is it a big city? You have a quarterback. I mean, I would say I think Dallas is appealing to some. I think that I would not like the Saints job right now with Derek Carr's situation. Jets situation, nothing special. Jaguars with maybe if you really like Trevor Lawrence. Who am I missing here?
The Bears and the Patriots.
The Bears and the Pats. There's not many great options, I don't think.
Well, I think it's...
Maybe the Bears with a young quarterback.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Clearly, to me, it would be the Bears. The young quarterback is in place. They have some talent on the roster. Good market. You obviously, you know, have long ways to... You know, like they're almost at rock bottom and have been, so it's easy to build them up.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you think was the most desirable head coach on the market by many accounts?
I thought McCarthy would have gotten that job.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
But the other one...
No, I love Vrabel.
Yes, Ben Johnson was, by many accounts, the top choice, dating back to a year ago where he was turning down people.
Yep.
So Ben Johnson, if he's the top choice, he goes to Chicago. Another top choice, your top choice, Vrabel. He goes...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Goes to New England, which is also desirable. Owner, quarterback in place.
But a lot of that's based on familiarity as well. Like, if he didn't play for the Patriots and win 3 Super Bowls, I can't prove this, but I really think he may have taken the Jets job.
Maybe.
He's buddies with Kraft. I mean, the door was open before he even got out of the car.
Well, they also have the quarterback in place, though.
Yeah, no question. With Drake May and money.
Yeah, at least one.
They got, I think, 130 in cap space. So, yeah.
But okay, and even by any then unbiased measure, forget about where we ranked them. Like, Ben Johnson and Mike Vrabel, clearly the top two candidates. If you want to throw in McCarthy... Because he's, you know, won a Super Bowl and had success with 2 different teams, playoffs up the wazoo with Mike McCarthy. Like, you're talking about 3 potential premier coaches. Ben Johnson, first timer, sure, but by all accounts, the most intriguing hire. Vrabel had success, McCarthy. And here we are, at the very best, looking at a 4th option for the Jets in Aaron Glenn.
So that's a big fundamental issue for you.
Well, I'm just saying there were better coaches out there, 2 off the board. There's still better coaches out there. And I'm not even putting Carroll or Gruden on that list.
So who's better than the guys you mentioned? Who else?
Well, but even so, the Jets could have gotten them.
Like, yeah, but let me at least pick this apart, or try to. All right, so let's start with the 3 options you gave me. Ben Johnson, right? Mm-hmm. Ben Johnson was not coming to the Jets, who don't have a top 2 pick and don't have a quarterback who, you know, under the age of 40. So that was never happening. Right. That's not the Jets' fault. That's just the state that they're in, bad timing. So scratch Ben Johnson.
It is kind of their fault, though. But
Of course, it's their fault that they're in this predicament, big picture. Yes, because they're awful and they've been run terribly. But specific to this coaching cycle and this hiring cycle,
I got it.
You know what I mean? The timing was off, and it is what it is. Okay, so that's number 1. The Vrabel stuff, the relationship with Robert Kraft was never, ever going to be enough. There was nothing the Jets could do to usurp that mm-hmm. relationship. So I can't fault the Jets there. Trust me. And if I could fault the Jets, I would. Now, I do fault the Jets for this. I begged them. Now, another team did it. All right. The Bears at least had the stones to do it. I said 2 things. I said, at least call the Steelers and get a no on Tomlin. Jets didn't do it. Bears did. All right. And at least have a conversation with McCarthy. That's the one that I don't understand why there is no appeal and apparently complete reluctance to even have a conversation with Mike, who's one who I've heard would would still be interested in working with Rodgers. Rodgers appears to, I told you about the text I got, probably wants to play for the Jets again if everything works out, but he's aware that, you know, the next coach might not want him. So I understand that there was a lot said there, but really I can only fault the Jets for not having a conversation with McCarthy. They tried for Vrabel. He went with his boy. Yeah. Ben Johnson wasn't coming to coach Rodgers or some unknown.
And for me, I'd throw in McCarthy and Pete Carroll. But even if it's just one of those guys.
Yep. They tried with Vrabel. Yeah. They had him in the building. He was their first interview. They gave it a home run swing. They presented their best, you know, their best package there, put their best foot forward. And Vrabel, and I'm not saying this, but those who cover the NFL for a living said he was really, really, you know, there was appeal. But once the Patriots thing opened up, you know, it was done. So they did a good job with Vrabel. He went to the Pats. You know, Ben was, he's not coming here.
Do we think Aaron Glenn's a better head coach than Mike McCarthy?
Nobody's going to say that.
Okay, but then that, but
Like,
well, no, I'm faulting them. They should have called Mike McCarthy. They should have called him.
Like, at least, I agree with that. At least with Carroll, you could say, well, his age. Even then, other teams called him and talked to him.
Mm-hmm. Nobody hired him yet, though.
Yeah, by the way, the Raiders got Ben Johnson in the building. It sounded like he might be going there. So why couldn't the Jets even entertain that and get him in a building?
Well,
like, the Raiders stink.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear about Brady. Like, they have no quarterback. They're a mess situation. They don't have a top pick. They're right picking right in front of the Jets.
Yeah, what are they, six? I don't even know.
They're
in the neighborhood of that.
Six,
but
here's
the thing, and I'm just guessing. And by the way, yeah, I mean, when you look at it like that, you would have thought that the Jets would have at least had a conversation with Ben. They didn't reach out to him. Now, you dismissed the Brady stuff, but maybe that's not a lie. Maybe Ben Johnson likes that, number one. Number two, it just seems that the Raiders will be much more motivated to maybe move up, draft a young quarterback, because the Rodgers stuff is still unsettled here.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Anthony's in Harlem. What's up, Ant?
Morning, boys.
How are you, Ant?
I am very fired up with the hiring of Aaron Glenn. I'm going to tell you why. He's
somebody.
The perfect candidate for this job.
And didn't hire him yet, but
he's not going to leave the building. You can only get who wants you, Sal, correct? And just because somebody leaked a report that said that Mike McCarthy's intrigued by Aaron Rodgers doesn't mean he wants to be the coach here. Aaron Glenn does, and I'm going to tell you why he's the perfect guy. Aaron Glenn sat in the locker room that was 1-15, and in 2 years, they were in the AFC Championship game. He's going to walk in that building, and they have talented young players, Sauce, Garrett, Breece. He's going to tell them everything you've known about excuse-making and losing and all the nonsense that has gone on here is wrong. This is what you need to do to be successful in this league and win games. This is what Parcells did. This is what we just did in Detroit. And if you don't want to do that, you don't want to pick up the blitz, Breece, and Sauce, you want to get into it with the fans about how you tackle, my buddy Newmark will trade you. That is what they need. That is job one before anything else.
I like it. That's a good, you lay it out very well. I agree. I mean, I agree. There's just a different equity, you know, no matter what Robert Saleh projected in San Francisco, Robert Saleh never once took a meaningful snap. Never took a professional snap. Aaron Glenn, now it doesn't matter if you're a great player, you know, it doesn't really matter, but he happened to be for a couple of years basically a great player, but he was a gritty player and a tough player and a successful player who definitely went through the transition of getting your face kicked in every week and the most inept joke, every punchline about the Jets, before the butt fumble and everything else, it starts with coat tight. He played for coat tight.
Right.
And then the next year, Bill Parcells waltzes in, and he basically says, if you ain't in, you're out.
Yeah, I mean, I like some of the stuff that he said. In theory, it sounds great. Well, he was on this team when they were at their worst, that he was out of it with Bill Parcells.
And Detroit was down too, Sal.
Yeah, no, I get it.
That's
I
two.
Mean, but he was not the head coach there.
Understood.
I mean, you're bringing in Dan Campbell? Are you bringing in Ben Johnson with him? I mean, I would argue that of the trio, or even if you add the GM in there, like Newmark and Glenn have the least to do with Detroit's success. I'm not trying to minimize Aaron Glenn, because I'm telling you the God's honest truth. I want to root for him. I liked him as a player.
Yeah.
He seems very likable, easy to root for. I just don't think this organization, again, can take a chance on a first-time head coach who's not a offensive mind in the way that the sport is going. So, yeah, it sounds great, and you could sell me, you or Anthony Newark, you could sell me on the possibilities of it, and I could buy in. I just, at my core, don't believe it, because in theory, it sounds great. In reality, when things go sideways, then what? And the then what is big if you don't have any experience. We've seen that multiple times.
I would be less than honest if I didn't say that. I hear you. I honestly do. I get it. I think anybody that calls up or tweets or has the feeling that, you know, and along with what Sal is putting out there, I get it. Because it's been a constant theme. Hell, it's been something that I've been screaming about for years. Now, Glenn strikes me as different, which is why I'm open to this. But, you know, every year it's an unproven coordinator from a defensive perspective outside of Gase, who was offense and who was a coach prior to coming here with Miami. It's, you know, and it's the same script, and the same script is the worst movie in the NFL. So I understand the reluctance. I wish I can quantify this today. I can't. My hands are up. All right, he hasn't coached a single practice, hasn't put a single diagram up on the chalkboard, hasn't even officially walked in the building as the coach. It's a gut feeling. He's a little different.
The one thing I will side with you on is that one big weakness from Adam Gase was the personality.
Ugh.
The ability to deal with because we both liked the hire, being that it was a second-time guy on an offensive mind. So on paper, it fit, right?
Yes.
But in reality, he wasn't the guy, because he didn't have the right temperament, mindset, personality. Even Bowles, who I liked as a head coach, and I didn't mind his personality then, it still wasn't perfect for the fit. I think Glenn Saleh, same thing. I think he's going to have that aspect of things in his favor. The personality, handling the media, the demeanor, temperament, I think that probably will be in Glenn's favor. Now then, it's going to be the other stuff. Actually holding guys accountable, the offense, what that's going to look like. Is it going to be in total control? Mm. What happens when adversity hits? But the stuff that maybe other coaches had an advantage in second year or experience, I think Glenn probably has the advantage in. And again, we got to see him have the opening press conference.
Sure.
And you don't win anything there, but it just feels like a lot of the quotes and his mentality is the perfect fit for what Jeff fans want.
You don't win anything on the opening press conference, but you could lose it. Look at Adam Gase, who was looking around like he was hopped up on meds or some street drug or a little McAdoofus with the suit that was 10 times too large. Let me see. I know we got to get a break. Yep. Want to get to the Rodgers situation, BT and Sal. There's a lot going on. 888-808-1019. Hall of Fame stuff later with the baseball, but mostly a Jets day. When people say he's just a defensive guy, okay, that's what he played. But just close your eyes and put yourself in Florham Park on, I don't know, July 29th or August 3rd. They're running practice, right? He's a defensive guy. And now Garrett Wilson's really, really good, so maybe he's not the guy. But a younger receiver that doesn't quite have the stats that Garrett Wilson does, right? Because I think Garrett's very technically sound. Blows the whistle, stop. He goes up to the receiver. He goes, hey, listen, when the cornerback does this, you do that. He lived it. Robert Saleh could not do that. He cannot walk on a practice field and say, when he swings his arm, this is how you get inside leverage. Because I stopped guys. And I got roasted by guys. So I get it. He's a defensive guy. But he had to stop the best offensive players in the league for years. And oh yeah, by the way, he actually did. I'm pumped.
BT and Sal on the fan. More your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.
Oh, na, 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 na.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll continue with your calls here. 888-808-1019. We're going to do our fake Hall of Fame ballot for 2025. Hoff handed us a copy of it. We're going to fill that out throughout the course of the show. Get to it a little bit later on. Should have Tom Verducci as well coming up at 12:40 to discuss some baseball. But let's get back to the calls here, BT. It is a Jets-heavy day. Aaron Glenn in the building. Lance Newmark as well. That's his name, Newmark?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, one thing for Glenn, but could we hire an experienced, established general manager with some resume here? You just would rather just hand it over to Glenn and have him have his buddy in here?
Well, the one thing that I read that gives me a little more confidence, I don't know much about Newmark. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I do. I know he's been with Detroit for a long time, which is not exactly something you put at the top of the resume because outside the last couple of years, they haven't done a whole hell of a lot, understood. But apparently, Ben Johnson wanted to take Newmark with him. That was the thought inside of the building. That was going to be the relationship. Wherever Ben Johnson went, Newmark was going with him. But the Bears obviously are set at that position. So that opened up the door for Glenn to take Newmark. So the fact that Ben wanted him makes you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, it does make me feel a little bit better, but still. All right, Mo is calling from Setauka. What's up, Mo?
Hey, guys. Huge fan here. I don't even know what to think anymore. I'm going to get personal here and selfish. I'm 36 years old, and all of us miserable Jet fans, we're looking at another 4 years of this nonsense with Woody. Herm, Bowles, Mangini, Rex, Saleh, Gase. Same thing over and over. You can tell me all you want about Aaron Glenn's attitude, how he talks to people. The one fact here, the Woody machine has ate and spat out all these first-time D coordinators. I mean, the one time we go offense, you get an Isaac Gase disaster, and disaster is putting it nicely. As my father has said, as long as Woody pays the bills, as long as people continue to show up, buy the tickets, sadly, he can do whatever he wants. Lastly, and Sal, you're going to hate this. Personally, I want Aaron Rodgers back. But if it goes this route, does Aaron keep Aaron?
Well, we're going to get into that in just a second, Mo, and thank you for the call. I don't know why you'd say I'd hate that. I was one of the first ones to say I want Rodgers back, as a matter of fact, months ago. So I want Rodgers back, and even with the idea of Glenn being the head coach, BT, I would still want him back. Now, would Glenn want Rodgers? We'll get to that in about 10 minutes or so.
Yep.
But here's where I agree in that Woody has chewed these guys up and spit them out, which is maybe my primary reason for wanting an established, no doubt about it, experienced head coach that I trust Woody's going to say, finally, here you go. Let's just hire. Like, Shad Khan has done this many times in Jacksonville. He hired Urban Meyer, who many people thought was a great hire at the time. Obviously, it flopped. It blew up in his face. He hired Doug Peterson, Super Bowl winning head coach, to develop the quarterback. Didn't work out, but at least he said, okay, here you go. Here's the guy everybody wants. It's not always the answer, but I would have liked to have seen that with the Jets, and we still aren't getting that in the event that they do hire Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, but I mean, just to temporarily feel good about something, that doesn't interest me. I mean, okay, so Shad Khan, by the way, his son is a lot more involved than Shad. I think Shad is a little bit more hands-off, so I don't know. I don't pretend to know how maybe messy it was behind the scenes in Jacksonville. Maybe it's a little bit like it is with the Jets, but... All right, great. They hired a guy, and they hired a guy who won a Super Bowl. But, you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. If it doesn't matter to me. But the one thing that I don't do, and you know, I really try not to do this, I don't attach one man's failure or one trend and absolutely declare it's going to continue. I don't do that.
You meaning like Sala to Glenn?
Meaning the Woody? Really everything, you know, pertaining to like the Jets losing ways or, you know, even the Mets at their lowest point with Wilpon, some of the conversations I used to have back in the day.
Right, but there is a constant.
Or even
here.
The Knicks, like, and maybe I'm just a bit of an optimist. And yes, and the constant is that they keep hiring the same profile coach, but it doesn't mean they're hiring the same profile man. But, and that's the difference.
No.
I think Sala was a fake. Sala was a fake tough guy. That's the bottom line.
I get it, but it's not just Sala. Yeah, as a matter of fact, my biggest critique of Robert Sala is that I thought he was too nice. But that's not what I'm talking about.
It's about Woody getting in the way.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a real leader, maybe you have a more effective way minimizing the noise coming from Woody. Maybe Sala just wasn't equipped to do that.
Yeah, and is Glenn going to be equipped to do that?
I don't know.
And by the way, it's very popular. You know, we know it firsthand with the Mets, and we've seen what happens with the change of ownership. Okay, now the results have to follow, but you can't argue how much better of a franchise they have been since Steve Cohen has taken over. And everybody's talking about Jaden Daniels this, Jaden Daniels that. What's the biggest difference in Washington? It's the owner. Snyder is gone. He's been gone. Think of the change. Now, I'm not saying get on here and fire the owner. It's not going to happen. Or sell the team, Woody. I know it's not going to happen. You could say it all you want.
Yeah.
But that is a huge difference that we've seen in Washington. That owner that tried to do the right thing, spent a lot of money hiring this guy, hiring that guy, it never worked. Why? Because the infrastructure within his ownership in the building was awful. And I think that's something that we're dealing with, maybe not to the Snyder extent with Woody, but he's the one constant with all these different coaches and quarterbacks who've gone on elsewhere to have success, whether it be Bowles or Geno Smith or Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. The constant's Woody.
See, to me, here's the money question. And we've asked a few money questions. This might be the most money question. Do you think that if the Jets encounter success, and I don't mean week one and I don't mean first month, but I mean it's fairly detectable fairly early in the air if Aaron gets the job, in the Aaron Glenn regime run, that they're going in the right direction. Do you believe that Woody is capable of laying out when things are going well? That's the money question.
I don't know.
Get your answer, then I'm going to follow it, but I need your answer first.
I don't know, but if I had to bet my life on it, I would say no, I don't think he's capable.
Okay, what would you have said about Dolan and the Knicks if I asked you the same question at the height of the Isaiah Thomas circus?
Yeah, same thing.
If you and I were doing a radio show back in the day.
100%, I'd agree with you.
Yep, but I want you guys to hear this, because when you hear the words, I think it's going to really... And I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. I'm just trying to give you a different perspective. If I would have said to Sal, me and Sal are doing a show together in 2004, 2005, right? And I say, Sal, let me ask you a question. Do you think that even if the Knicks get their act together, that James Dolan will be able to keep himself out of it and stay away?
No, no way.
And I would have said no as well. And look at him. You got a couple of good hires. I'm not saying they're perfect, but Leon Rose, you make some moves, you bring in some leaders. Guess what? He stays out of the way.
So it's going to take some success to get to that.
That's certainly my hope, but I also think it's kind of my belief.
Hoff, you joking?
What's going on here? What's up?
Dodger just signed Kirby Yates.
Pretty soon they're going to...
How many roster spots do they have? Enough! My God, what is going on here?
Did you guys get Pete yet?
Holy cow! I mean, but seriously, he's another time. Man, like, am I going to go nuts that the Mets didn't get him? No, but how many guys did the Dodgers get? They get Tanner Scott and Kirby Yates? Who else?
That is amazing what they've done. If you missed the conversation yesterday, today's obviously a big football day, and we'll do a little Hall of Fame later with baseball. But Sal and I had a really good discussion at the tail end of the show about, you know, the Dodgers, good for baseball, bad for... It's not an uncommon discussion. Others have had it. Me, I think it's great. Because what's missing from baseball, and really what's starting to happen now with the Chiefs, is that the Chiefs, because it's almost winning fatigue, like the Patriots, like those teams, like the Yankees, you almost become now motivated to root against somebody out of pure jealousy. And I think that without the Dodgers being that, having that villainous, that cape, so to speak, because the Yankees aren't that team anymore, I think you need a team to root against. I think it's good for baseball. Yeah, Sack up and beat them.
I think so, too. And you're starting to see a lot of comments come out. I just saw something before with Eric Chavez, the Mets hitting coach, talking about how, I looked at the schedule, can't wait to play him.
There you go.
And go at him. I mean, that should be the attitude. I said it yesterday. I hope both the Mets and the Yankees take them down when they get the opportunity. But, like, Sasaki, Tanner Scott, worn enough. Now even Kirby Yates, like, what are we doing here? I don't understand how they're doing it. Just every player that's available that's decent is going to the Dodgers?
115 wins.
There's not going to be any underbelly of the Dodgers roster?
I don't know.
I'm betting the under. On principle, I'm betting the under. I'm betting the pants off of the under. 115 wins. No, something will go wrong. I just don't believe that you could build a team like that and have success.
You know what the next move is? Coming tomorrow, they're going to introduce the first $1 million bat boy. Yeah. That is where it's going. The guy in the warming up the pitchers, he signed to a $2.7 million deal.
I think you just found Pete's next role, maybe. Maybe Pete, go to the Dodgers as a bat boy. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back, get to the Aaron Rodgers aspect of the potential Jets hire with Aaron Glenn, as well as your calls, 888-808-1019.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.